Can you imagine a world without gardens and flowers and butterflies?
There will always be gardens and flowers and butterflies, at least in books, like Flower Green.
Flower Green throws a fantastic garden party.
In her garden, the Garden of the Dancing Flowers.
Her friends bring their colors and fragrances to share.
Her garden is really the garden of the world, a place where uniqueness and blending are beautiful.
Flower Green says that's the magic of life.
Flower Green reminisces about her party.
In my dream, I was a seed. I was once a party queen. Flower, flower, flower green. I was once a party queen. In my dream, I was a seed. I was a sprout. The sun smiled down on me, and I grew up. It was a wonderful dream, a potluck affair. My friends were all there, with fragrance and colors to share. What a surprise, a rainbow of dancers, dazzling.
I'd like to go to Flower Green's party.
I think her party would be better than I can ever imagine. Listen and read along. Turn the page of your book when you hear this sound. Flower Green, A Flower for All Seasons by Marcia Trimble. Illustrated by Jill Dubin. Garden of the Dancing Flowers. Once upon a time, a bird dropped a seed in a magical garden. A tiny sprout sprang up from the seed, and her name was Flower Green. When Flower Green was still a young sprout, warmed by the smile of the sun, but still mostly green, her fairy godmother gave her a pair of magic slippers, a bag of magic coins, and some magic crayons. Flower Green dreamed of becoming a garden performer with her magic coins and her magic slippers. As Flower Green was growing up, flowers sprouted from everywhere to watch her juggle her magic coins and dance in her stretchy magic slippers. One day, Flower Green was dancing in a dewdrop. As she was dancing, her magic crayons created the flowerets. In another dewdrop, and another. But the dewdrops melted before the crayons could rub in the colors of the rainbow. Flower Green spied the flowerets, looking for the magic of life. "Oh, my magic crayons have created the flowerets of my dreams," she exclaimed. "But they are so pale. One floweret looks the same as another," she cried. "I must find a way to sprinkle them with the colors of the rainbow. I must ask my friends for help." So, Flower Green invited her friends to a party. Her invitation said, "A party. Bring something of your own. Bring your nectar to sprinkle on the flowerets. From Flower." Daffodil received her invitation first, then Tulip Bulb and Lily White. Rosy Rosa, Daisy Dandy, Poppy Petal, Pansy Bloom, and Marigold, and finally Sally Sunflower opened her petals to receive her invitation. On the day of the party, Flower Green's brother, Leafy Green, delivered the greenery. Butterflies fluttered by, delivering nectar from Belle Bluebell and Violetta Violet, flowers that lived far away. Finally, Flower Green's friends arrived. Flower showered them with leaf tags from Leafy's greenery and invited them to share their nectar with the flowerettes. Colors and fragrances spilled into the garden. Sally Sunflower flashed the sunniest smile, and Rosie sprayed the most fragrance. The flowerettes dazzled the guests, dancing with Flower Green until dawn. As Flower Green and her troop waved goodbye, Flower called, "Take home your uniqueness, my friends, but share and blend with others as you have this night, for that is the magic of life." Flower Green danced happily ever after with the new sprouts. Warmed by the sun and sprinkled with the colors of the rainbow, but still mostly green.
What did you like imagining best?
I had a great time at my party in the Garden of the Dancing Flowers. The dancers of the rainbow really dazzled my eyes, and dancing with them was definitely magical. What would you think of having a fairy godmother?
It could happen in your imagination.